Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I call the Vinyl Heat Intro Stretch Framework in Ableton Live 12, and this is a really strong way to make a jungle or old-school DNB intro feel warm, dusty, and full of tension without falling apart in the mix. The idea is simple. Instead of starting with a full drop mindset, we create a 16-bar intro that feels like it was pulled from a worn dubplate or a tape transfer. You want broken drums, a stretched musical fragment, some controlled saturation, a little low end tease, and automation that slowly opens the track up toward the drop. And this matters a lot in DNB, because the intro is not just empty space before the main section. It's your identity statement. It tells the listener and the DJ what kind of record this is going to be. Is it grimy and underground? Is it soulful but dark? Is it hectic and restless? The intro answers that before the bass line ever hits. So first, set up your session with the intro in mind. Make a clear arrangement zone from bar 1 to bar 17. If you're doing a 16-bar intro, or bar 1 to bar 33 if you want a longer 32-bar version. Put a locator at the drop so you're always designing toward it. I like to create a few simple tracks right away. One for the breaks, one for the vinyl heat sample, one for atmosphere, one for subtees, and one for effects or transitions. That way, you're not staring at a messy project wondering what everything is. In DNB, clarity in the session usually leads to better arrangement decisions. A great workflow tip here is to load in a reference track, mute it, and loop it while you build. Listen to how dense the intro is, how much top end it has, and how quickly the tension starts moving. That gives you a target, instead of just guessing. Now for the core of the sound. The stretched sample. This is the heart of the vinyl heat vibe. Grab a musical fragment that feels like it could have come from a soul record, a soundtrack, a film score, or some kind of smoky atmospheric source. It doesn't need to be big. In fact, smaller is often better. Drag the sample into Ableton and turn warp on. If you want it smoother, use Complex Pro. If you want it to feel more grainy and smeared, try texture. A little transpose down, maybe -2 to -5 semitones, can instantly darken the mood. And if the sample is too bright or too thin, adjust the formance a touch so it still sounds natural. One thing I want to stress here, don't just leave the sample as a loop sitting there. Stretch it across the intro. Duplicate it if needed. Chop it into pieces if that helps. Let it feel like it's being pulled through heat. That's the whole concept. You want it to sound slightly unstable, like the recording has age and movement baked into it. After that, shape the sample with a simple stock device chain. A good starting point is a Q8, saturator, redux or drum bus, autofilter, and maybe a little reverb or echo if needed. With a Q8, high pass the low end so you're not fighting the sub. Something around 120 to 200 Hz is a good starting range, depending on the sample. If the low mids are clouding things up, dip around 250 to 450 Hz a little. That range can get muddy fast, especially when you bring drums into the picture. Then add saturator. You don't need to crush it. Just enough drive to warm the tone and give it some weight. Soft clip can help keep it controlled. If you want a little more grit, add a touch of redux. But be careful, we want vintage texture, not digital destruction unless that's the exact vibe you're after. Auto filter is where the movement starts. Set up a low pass and automate it so the intro slowly opens over time. You can begin quite closed, and gradually let more highs through as the section unfolds. That gives you the sensation of the track heating up, which is exactly what this framework is about. Now let's bring in the break layer. This is where the intro starts to feel like a real jungle record. Use a chopped break as your rhythmic backbone, and don't make it too perfect. A little human instability goes a long way here. You can slice the break to a MIDI track if you want quick editing, or just cut it manually in Audavo. Start with a simple 1 or 2 bar loop, then make a few small decisions that give it life. Move a ghost snare slightly early or late. Drop one kick out in bar 2 or bar 4. Add a tiny hat repeat before the snare. These little changes make the break feel found, not programmed. That found quality is a big part of old-school jungle energy. It should sound like it's been lifted from somewhere and reassembled, not like every hit was placed with surgical precision. Let it breathe a little off-grid. For processing, keep it tasteful. A bit of drum bus can add drive and body. A Q8 can high-pass the low end if it's clashing with your sub-tees. If the break has stereo ambience that's getting in the way, use utility to tighten things up. You want the break to punch, not smear everything out. And here's a really useful move. Once you like the break edit, bounce it to Audavo. That keeps you moving forward and stops endless tweaking. This style of production works best when you make decisions and commit to them. Next, add a sub tease. This is not the full bass line. It's just pressure. Use operator, wavable or analog, and keep it minimal. One note, maybe two notes. Long envelopes, low pass filtered. Maybe a touch of saturation, but keep it restrained. The sub-T's should feel like something is lurking underneath, not like the drop has already arrived. In bars 9 to 16, a low note can do a lot of emotional work. And if you want a classic jungle style move, you can mute it just before the drop, so the air opens up and the impact feels bigger. That kind of negative space is powerful. In DNB, sometimes what you remove matters more than what you add. Now let's talk about automation and tension. This is where the intro stretch really comes alive. Use auto filter, echo, reverb, and even small pitch or gain moves if needed. The goal is to make the section feel like it's gradually unfolding under heat. For example, you can slowly open the filter cutoff from something like 300 Hz up toward 8K Hz over the full intro. You can increase resonance a little near transition points to create some focus. You can bring the reverb up briefly before a key hit, then pull it back. You can let the echo feedback swell on the final bar before the drop. These are subtle moves, but they add up. And in jungle or old-school DNB, you don't always need a giant riser. A controlled opening of the texture can feel way more authentic and much more DJ-friendly. When arranging the intro, think in 4-bar phrases. Bars 1 to 4 can be dusty and minimal. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce more break detail and maybe a tonal accent. Bars 9 to 12 can bring in the sub-T's or a higher percussion tick. Bars 13 to 16 should start clearing space and setting up the transition. A really good habit is to remove one element every 4 bars. That makes the intro feel like it's unfolding rather than looping forever. And for DJ purposes, that's huge. The mix-in has to read clearly. The final bar before the drop should feel distinct enough that the listener knows something is about to happen. You can also use a call and response approach. Maybe the sample phrase answers the break. Maybe a small fill responds to the tonal bed. Maybe the final 2 bars act like a hallway into the drop, where you thin things out and let the transition land cleanly. Before you finish, check the low end carefully. Use utility to keep the bass region under control, and make sure the intro holds up in mono. A lot of intros sound huge in stereo and then fall apart in a club, if the low end is too wide or too messy. Also compare your break and sample levels. Neither one should dominate so much that the other disappears. If the sample is biting too hard around 2.5 to 5 kHz, tame that area with EQ. And keep headroom. You want the drop to feel like a real arrival, not like the intro already used up all the energy. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make everything lo-fi. If every layer is dirty, the whole mix turns to fog. Let one element carry the age, and let another element stay a little cleaner so the listener has something to grab onto. Don't let the intro open too fast either. If the filter rises too quickly, the drop loses power. And don't over-edit the break until it becomes robotic. A little instability is part of the charm. That off-grid feel is part of what makes it sound like a real record. If you want to level this up, try a 2-layer stretch method. Duplicate the sample. Make one layer darker and smeared, and make the other thinner and slightly brighter. Pan them a little apart or bring one in later. That can make the intro feel wider without adding more musical material. You can also add ghost percussion very quietly under the break, like muted hats or tiny metal ticks every couple of bars. These shouldn't take over the groove. They just make it feel like the rhythm is waking up. Another strong move is tiny pitch movement. Instead of leaning on huge filter sweeps, automate very slight pitch shifts on the sample or atmosphere. That can create a tape-like instability that feels more natural and less gimmicky. And if you want a really nice atmospheric glue layer, make a return track with EQ, saturator, echo, and reverb. Send a little bit of your sample or break into it. Keep it filtered and dark. It gives you that heated room tone without washing out the core groove. So here's the big picture. Build the intro as a deliberate 16-bar framework. Start with a stretched sample. Add broken drums. Bring in a subtle sub-tease. Automate filtering and movement. Keep the low end disciplined. And always make decisions with the drop in mind. If you do that, you won't just have a lo-fi intro. You'll have a proper old-school-inspired DNB opening that feels warm, gritty, tense, and ready to launch into the main section with real impact. For practice, try building a full 16-bar vinyl heat intro stretch in 15 minutes. Find one sample, warp and stretch it, add a chopped break with at least 3 micro-edits, create a simple sub-tease, automate a filter opening, and add one transition gesture in the final bar, like an echo swell or reverse hit. Then bounce it and listen back in mono. That's the framework. Keep it controlled, keep it musical, and keep the tension building. Once you get this working, you'll have a really solid intro method for jungle, rollers, darker minimal DNB, and anything with that warm tape grit energy.